Hey, good morning, good afternoon, guys, wherever you are in the world. Sean Atwood, true crime YouTuber here in the UK. We've got two new Diddy stories out today, and we've also had a couple of clips resurface. I'll play the short clip first, the threats. It's like Savile-esque kind of treatment here that we're seeing. Let me just get this one big. Play.
The Lamborghini for a day or two, and he had access to the house, and he knows better than be talking about the things that he does with Big Brother Puff on national television.
Oh, apparently not. Something, everything ain't for everybody.
The Lamborghini for a day or two, and he had access to the house, and he knows better than be talking about the things that he does with Big Brother Puff on national television.
Oh, apparently not. Something, everything ain't for everybody.
It's just like Jimmy Savile. Jimmy Savile, I remember once he was getting interviewed by a talk show host, and they had one of his mates on a screen, and the mate started to say something that Jimmy Savile didn't approve of, and he just started to say menacing things in a jokey way and shut this guy the hell up. So that is the first clip. We've got another clip that I showed earlier on, but we've got an extended version of it, the 48 hours clip. But there are two stories that have come out today that I want to get into. Bieber stories. And because Bieber has made an appearance this weekend, he has been sighted. So he was sighted with a behind the wheel of his Cybertruck after being stressed out over the Diddy allegations. This was the Chateau Marmont visit over the weekend, this weekend in LA. His close ties with troubled mogul Diddy are weighing down upon him. He was wearing a keffiyeh, a patterned piece, a symbol of solidarity with Palestine. And the singer's choice to wear it comes amid Israel's year-long offensive on Gaza. Bieber had previously shared and then deleted a post in support of Israel shortly after the Hamas attack on October 7th, 2023. He has largely remained silent about the bombardment since then. So he's wearing clothes in solidarity with the Palestinians this weekend. As of October the 3rd, Gaza's Ministry of Health says more than 41,000 Palestinians have been killed in the attacks, with the figure not distinguishing between civilians and combatants, which is a fraction of the amount of killed under the War on Terror, started by Bush, Blur, Cheney. The estimate there is 5 million presently, with millions of women and kids slaughtered, bombs dropped on wedding parties, kids playing out in the fields, while Dick Cheney and Bush cackled and made billions and blurred their little stoogey lapdog, like Keir Starmer is the little stoogey lapdog, saying whatever Bush ordered about the weapons of mass destruction. Anyway, I'm not on a war monologue. So Justin Bieber this weekend was seen sitting behind the wheel of his massive Tesla Cybertruck as he left the Chateau Marmont solo. The new father welcomed son Jack Blues with wife Haley. Was looking, says he's looking, he had a scruffy beard and a tiny diamond hoop earrings. The outing comes after Haley was showing off a diamond encrusted necklace with their newborn's initials early this week. Reports that Justin has been stressed out, and we've got Lionel of Lionel Nation coming on Tuesday night to talk about this. I know one helped Bieber and the legal ramifications for Diddy. That's Tuesday, I think at 8. So yeah, reports are saying Justin's stressed out after spending time with the New York rapper and entrepreneur when he was only 16 years old. So what I want to do is bring in, at this point, I found a longer version of the video of Justin Bieber and Diddy, the 48 hours one. So this is a 2 minutes, 10 seconds version. Let me just bring this one in. Share screen, Diddy Bieber X. Yeah. All right, let's play this one so we can see the full version. And here we go. Play.
Yeah, so as soon as you turn 16, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to let you rock this every time you come to LA. Yeah, this will be yours. So every time you come to LA, it's a little dusty, but you know, who the front shot is?
Man.
Minute.
Woo. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to be driving this next year.
Yeah, when you get 16, you come down and you got to, you know, wear your seat.
I mean, I'm 15. Thing. You can ride in the passenger seat. I got my permit. Not yet.
No.
All right, 16.
Not ready.
Let's slow down, Josh. One step at a time.
But, yeah, the keys is yours when you, you know, when you get 16. You're good to go.
I'm good to go.
Yeah. All right. And then when you get 18, you get the house. You get the mansion.
Okay. Get the mansion. Yeah. So where are we off to now?
Where would you like to go?
I mean, wherever you want to go. Where are we going?
So check this out, yo. Justin, you ever seen the movie 48 Hours? Right now, he's having 48 hours with Diddy, him and his boy. They're having the times of their lives, like, you know, where we hanging out and what we doing. We can't really disclose, but it's definitely a 15-year-old's dream. I have been given custody of him. You know, he signed to Usher.
I'm signed to Usher.
I had legal guardianship of Usher when you know he did his first album. I did Usher's first album. I don't have legal guardianship of him, but for the next 48 hours, he's with me. So and we're gonna go full crazy.
I'm going crazy.
Crazy.
I'm taking this out tonight.
What you wanna do? What you wanna do over the next 48 hours?
48 hours. Let's go. Let's just go get some girls. Let's go hang out some girls.
Man after my heart. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I mean, look at the uneasy smile on that kid. And Diddy mad dogging him with his eyes like he's a serial killer. It's so creepy. The kid, you can obviously see the kid. He just thinks it's cool to be hanging out with the homies. But those homies are going to be putting the body bump to him. And you can see that stress in his eyes. Yeah. All right, so if you join the live, we've got 1,000 watching across all platforms right now. We started out with the clip of Diddy threatening Bieber in plain sight on a show. And I will get back to that. We've just done the extended clip of the 48 hours. There's two new stories come out. So I am a fraction through the first one of them about Bieber and Diddy today. And if you're fascinated by this side of the story, we've got Lionel of Lionel Nation coming on Tuesday at 8. We've also got a huge guest coming on close to the case, hopefully, just waiting for final confirmation, tomorrow at 6:30. But I'm not going to drop any names yet. Tonight, we've got the news roundup at 8:30. And then we've got Steph the Alternerd coming on from 9 to 10. To talk about the possibility that Markle was at a freak-off, could have been filmed, the naming of Prince Harry in the Diddy legal paperwork, and its effect on the royal family, and Steph will be taking any questions you've got. And huge thank you to everybody who joined us last night with Jay Dyer. That was one of the fastest moving live streams we've had in a while. The questions coming in really added to the atmosphere. It was great. All right, so I'm going to continue this. Like I said, there's two articles come out today. I'm going to continue the first. So sources close to Bieber told the Mail that he should never have been allowed to party with Diddy or anyone else when he was a teen. Exactly. You know, what were his guardians, parents, family members? The honest hitmaker is reportedly choosing to focus on fatherhood to get his mind off Diddy being behind bars and this whole story going viral. On Instagram this week, Diddy's wife Haley, Bieber's wife Haley, wrote in a caption, "It's October and I'm someone's mum," adding a pumpkin emoji. And huge thank you to Hemi, Wildman's cousin. He sent baby Ziggy a Halloween advent calendar. Ziggy's having fun with it. All right, so Haley also shared a close-up snapshot of the back of Justin's baseball cap, embroidered with their baby's first and middle name in blue. They welcomed the kids on August 22nd. Days later, the Rhodes skincare founder shared a photo of a freshly manicured hand rocking a 2000 Isa Grootman mom ring. Wow. And fans got a glimpse of the couple's firstborn child's tiny foot and Haley's French manicured hand on the Insta. Welcome home, Jack Blues Bieber. Jack was delivered by Dr. Tais Aliabadi, the same OBGYN that Kylie and sister Khloe Kardashian used to deliver their kids, according to the birth certificate obtained by TMZ. He was born at Cedars Sinai Medical Center, where Kylie's daughter Stormy Webster was born in 2018. All right, I'm going to go over to this other story that's just come out in the last couple of hours about Bieber. And it's titled, "Why Those Who Care About Justin Bieber Fear That Being Plunged Into Diddy's Sleazy World at Just 15 Left Psychological Scars He Carries to This Day." Sixth wedding anniversary would normally be a cause of joy and laughter, but when Justin and Hailey Bieber emerged from the LA restaurant where they had been celebrating theirs on Monday night, they looked as if they were leaving a funeral. His model wife, dressed in jeans and a baggy jumper, walked several paces ahead of him, staring fixedly at the floor. Bieber followed, looking tense, his eyes and face hidden behind dark glasses and a baseball cap, which was a stark contrast from a year ago when they were releasing loving photos of one another amid mutual expressions of devotion online. One reason for the drained appearance could be the sleepless nights experienced by so many new parents. Yep, Ziggy was up quite a bit last night. The birth of their couple's first child, Jack, was announced in August, but many suspect the real reason is the strain they have been under since Bieber's friend and mentor, Diddy, was engulfed with the SA allegations and scandal, charged with various heinous crimes. Since then, scores of accusers, male as well as female, and including a boy as young as 9, you know, Busby, when he was speaking to Chris Hansen in the last couple of days, he gave more details about the 9-year-old, and we put that clip up yesterday. And we have reached out to Chris Hansen to get him on to talk about this stuff. But we've got people lined up for nearly every night this week so far. So scores of accusers said that Diddy was offering them promises to advance their music careers, taking advantage of them, SAing them. Put a 1 in the chat if you think that's what happened to Bieber. Put a 2 in the chat if you don't think that's what happened to Bieber. When Bieber exploded onto the pop world age 15, he was taken in hand by Diddy and by Usher, who owned his own career in large measure to Diddy. See some ones coming in. Bieber, only a teenager when he started to go to the parties, Diddy's, as recently as last year, collaborated on songs for Diddy's new album. Still calling him a brother. Yeah, looks like it's unanimously ones coming in the chat. Bieber has yet to comment publicly. Sometimes it's not in the words, it's in the body language. On the stunning charges against his old friend, charges that Diddy denies. Insider are claiming Bieber has shut himself off from the outside world to live in a baby bubble. But his silence has exacerbated the speculation that his mental health issues are connected to Bieber being in the headlines. There is no suggestion that Bieber is one of Diddy's alleged victims. Few would consider the tutelage of Diddy to be an ideal place to grow up. Beliebers, as hardcore fans are known, have been picking through his career, from the songs he's sung to the interviews he's given, for any signs of such trauma and anything that he's intimating about Diddy. Bieber certainly touched on the difficulties, particularly the isolation faced by young stars, in songs such as 2021's Lonely, in which he sings, "What if you had it all with no one to call? Then you'd know me." Fans also believe the video for another of his hits, Yummy, contains hidden references to the white parties. Another song that's gone viral on social media, Bieber sings, "Lost myself at a Diddy party. Didn't know that's how it goes. I was in it for a new Ferrari, but it cost me way more than my soul. But that one was generated by artificial intelligence. It has gone viral across the socials, and I was taken in at first, but it was artificial intelligence." Old videos are being widely shared as people are looking for evidence. Some argue that Bieber should have been protected by his parents, a dysfunctional pair who allowed their son to plunge into an adult world where these preds could act without compunction. In one now notorious encounter, Bieber, 15, starting to become famous, was having 48 hours with Diddy, hanging out, doing things they couldn't really disclose. We showed that extended clip nearer this broadcast, the 2+ minute clip. If you missed that, go back to the beginning of the broadcast. Asked what he wants to do with a man who has promised they're going to go buck fool crazy, Bieber tells his friend, "Let's go get some girls," to which Diddy replies, "Man after my heart. That's what I'm talking about." How about in another interaction, reportedly recorded the following year, Bieber looks far more uncomfortable with Diddy, who chides him for supposedly keeping his distance and not calling me and hanging out the way we used to hang out. Bieber seems to suggest that his business partners kept them apart. Quote, "Hindsight is a wonderful thing. At the time, nobody questioned why a man pushing 40 wanted to hang out with a 15-year-old. As, of course, at the time, people didn't bring up things about Jackson. Looks like Jackson was offed as well by people in the medical community and in a conspiracy with corporate execs. So videos are circulating of Bieber and Combs dancing at what appeared to be two separate Diddy parties, although neither was one of the stomach-churning freak-offs. Unsurprisingly, Bieber fans have also drawn attention to a 2020 interview in which Bieber became tearful while describing how he'd wanted to protect Gen Z superstar singer Billie Eilish from the excesses of the music industry. "I don't want her to go through anything I went through. I don't wish that upon anybody. It was bad. It was dark. Think about how young I was and so impressionable. I just want people to understand the psychology of why I potentially could have problems in my life." So he's definitely in that his problems come from that period of his life. Insiders have insisted Bieber was thrown by the indictment against Combs, adding that the claims have caused him considerable stress and pain at a time when he was trying to buckle down and concentrate on his family. He feels like he's got no one he can talk to. With the accusations against Diddy getting worse by the day, they sure are. Prosecutors in New York, where he's being held, claim he's orchestrated a criminal enterprise. And you guys know the date, know the titles of all the charges. I won't repeat them. Accusers are claiming that Diddy would spike drinks. And I just watched a video with Gene Deal. If I've got time, I might bring this up tonight. Tonight, before we bring on Steph the Alternate to talk about Markle being at Freakoff's, the legal paperwork, naming Prince Harry, I'm coming on at 8:30. Diageo, the UK drinks company, Lord Jamar and 50 Cent are saying the timing of this whole Diddy thing is to do with Diageo. The amount of money that was involved, hundreds of millions into the billions to do with the drinks. So we're going to be looking more closely at that this evening. Jaguar Wright has claimed that Diddy managed to sell a video of various celebrities taking part in Freakoffs for $500 million on the dark web. Although there's no evidence that this exists. On Twitter, they are speculating right now that that's Bieber, but there is no evidence of that. Combs' ex, Cassie, accused the rapper of all kinds of things. And the theory by Lord Jamar and the theory by 50 Cent is that Diageo were waiting to destroy Diddy because he was trying to get all this money out of them. He'd won the racism lawsuit. There was hundreds of millions getting paid out to him. And once Cassie went public with her lawsuit, even though it was settled the next day, it opened the floodgate for Diageo to destroy this guy, to get them out of, save them a hell of a lot of money, basically. And we're going to go over the details of that one tonight. So, let's see. It appears Bieber had no handlers looking out for his interests, which is something that Lionel of Lionel Nation is going to be talking to us about on Tuesday. Bieber's rise from impoverished obscurity in Ontario to become one of the biggest music artists was meteoric. His debut album topped the US charts in 2010 when he was only 16. But his image as a squeaky clean, God-fearing boy next door teen was soon swept away when he went spectacularly off the rails with his private life descending into chaos. Behind the wheel of a yellow Lamborghini in 2014, he was arrested for driving under the influence after the police halted a wild pre-dawn race on the streets of Miami Beach. Just one of many accusations about his antisocial behavior. In 2019, he went on social media to challenge Tom Cruise to a fight. Wow. And his parents have been accused of failing to adequately protect their son. Mother Patty reportedly supplied Bieber with some of the prescription drugs he abused in his youth and sat in on interviews at which he was asked entirely inappropriate questions about his beep life when he was a minor. Father Jeremy helped his son block off the Miami street on which he conducted his illegal drag race in 2014. And 2 years later responded to naked pictures of Bieber appearing online by commenting, "He's a beaut." What kinds of parents are these? Nevertheless, Bieber now enjoys a positive relationship with both his parents. And Bieber Sr. is not the only one who's been accused of queasily exploiting the beep appeal of the baby-faced teen. A compilation video shared widely on social media this week shows various examples of uncomfortable moments for Bieber in those years, including Katy Perry touching his bum, James Corden gushing over his smell, Ellen DeGeneres showing a naked picture of him on her chat show, and actress Jenny McCarthy grabbing him on stage at an awards ceremony and forcibly kissing him. "Wow, I feel violated right now," he told the audience. Just part of the culture of Hollywood. What Jay Dyer told us last night. They're all in the club, nearly all of them. In another instance, a female radio host asked Bieber to talk about sex. I feel uncomfortable right now," he replied. "Why do you want to know the sex talk from a 15-year-old boy? That's pretty weird." Well done, Justin. And weird was a cryptic social media video recently put out by Bieber's father-in-law, actor Stephen Baldwin, in which he said, "There's a calm and then a storm and then another calm. And in that latter calm is the preparation for the next storm." Many believe he was referring to Bieber, but if so, what calm and what storm? Yeah, they're intimating there that Bieber's going to melt down over the Diddy situation, and it's all going to come out. All right, so we've got over 2,000 in the chat, so I imagine that many of you didn't see the clip that I had that I showed earlier. That was the Diddy cautions Justin Bieber not to share what he does with Big Brother Puff in chilling resurface clip. Let me just see if I can go over to that again now and pull that back up. And one second, YouTube. And get ready tonight for Steph the Alter Nerd linking Diddy to Prince Harry and Markle, and the possibility that Markle was filmed at a right. I found the clip. Let me get this up. Diddy in him. Not to talk about things he did with Big Brother Puff. And credit to Page Six who put this out yesterday. Let's get it on the screen. Diddy Wands. Sure. All right. So if you jumped in late, here it is again. We did show it at the beginning.
You got me a Lamborghini.
That's nice.
I haven't gotten it yet, though.
Yeah. When is that coming, that Lamborghini? We talked about this last time.
He had the Lamborghini for a day or two, and he had access to the house. And he knows better than be talking about the things that he does with Big Brother Puff on national television.
Right. Got me a Lamborghini.
That's nice.
I haven't gotten it yet, though.
Yeah. When is that coming, that Lamborghini? We talked about this last time.
He had the Lamborghini for a day or two, and he had access to the house. And he knows better than be talking about the things that he does with Big Brother Puff on national television.
Yeah, so again, just laughing in our faces in plain sight. Just thinking that he's above the law like Jimmy Savile. And he was above the law. 4 decades, and according to 50 Cent, according to Lord Jamar, the timing of the whole thing is because of the amount of money Diageo, the drinks company, he was embroiled in a legal battle with them, and the amount of money that he was trying to obtain from them, that he had obtained from them, was so big, Diageo were just waiting for the right moment. And when Cassie came out with the lawsuit, Diageo pounced allegedly. So we'll be back covering that story more deeply at 8:30 tonight. Steph the Alter Nerd coming on at 9, from 9 till 10, talking about the Harry Meghan Markle links. And tomorrow night we've got a possible big guest that I've not yet announced. Tuesday night is Lionel. Wednesday night, Nick Bryant, Franklin Scandal, Broke the Epstein, Little Black Book, first published it. Thursday night, Charlie Robinson, just confirmed. And then we've got Tommy from our series of Will Diddy Survive Prison, confirmed for part 3. So we're going to be hammering this every night in the coming week. Thanks for tuning in, guys. See some of you at 8:30.